Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Ren Gargolinski of Renski Coaching. Ren, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And before we jumped in, I wanted to read a little bit more about Ren so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Ren, aka Renski, is a writer, artist, speaker, Reiki master, and certified professional coach who once traded her artwork on the streets of New York City just to eat and get her daily beer. She has since given up drinking and now has enough money to eat, even organic, and she has expanded her art into a successful enterprise, her writing into a thriving business, and her coaching and speaking into a growing practice that has already helped many realize and expand their true potential. She has 9 published books, 2 dogs, several journalism awards, an online Etsy art store, and more than 20 years in recovery from alcohol. Congratulations for that. And Ren, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am so ready. Thank you.
Awesome. No problem. Thank you. And I wanted to kick everything off with what I call your story to hear a little bit more on how you became a quote-unquote CEO and let you get started with all the awesome things you're working on.
I became a CEO on accident and by force because I had a lot of fear in my life. So I always took on jobs that were just comfortable enough to pay all the bills and do what, you know, traditionally you're supposed to do. And in my heart, I wanted to be my own boss forever and ever and ever. But I didn't get that chance until the last newspaper I worked at here in Tucson folded and threw all like 60 journalists out on the street with no jobs. I know. And it was right when the housing market crashed. So I was stuck here with a mortgage owing more than the house is worth. And what am I going to do? Oh my God. That was my chance. That was my push to go ahead and be my own boss. So I started with the writing and art because that's been my lifelong passion, and that's been going great. But about a year and a half ago, I got really bored and plateaued. So I said, well, what is next? And since I'm in recovery, already loved helping other people in recovery, I figured coaching would be a good avenue. And I got certified in recovery and life coaching. I love the life coaching. I love the spiritual aspect that I went into Reiki. So I'm moving in that direction. And that's my story in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you for sharing the story. And obviously, I think a lot of times when people are going through like difficult situations, you feel like you're by yourself. So you being able to obviously go through that and be successful, and then on a deeper level, be able to give back in so many different ways through the writing and the Reiki and the coaching is such a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, it's been exciting. And I feel it in my heart. I mean, some of the tasks are still tasks because every job is going to have them. But I wake up excited to see what I get to do today. My other jobs, I used to walk around the building like 5 times before I could even go in and sit in that cubicle.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. But I think anytime you're kind of you're swimming in your lane, so to speak, that's when really the awesomeness, if that's even a word, starts to happen. So I appreciate that. So I know you touched on it a little bit. Can you take us through and drill a little bit more down in exactly like how you work with clients? I know you have a couple different ways, but could you take us through that so we can get more of a, I guess, quote unquote, holistic view of it?
Sure. Let's say you were feeling blah. I would recommend a call and we'd say, what's the blahness going on? And we'd try to figure out what was behind it. So in my case, like when I plateaued, it was kind of hard. It was just like, I am bored with life. I know there is more and I don't know what to do. So in that case, I would take the client through a series of exercises to help them find what their true purpose is, what they feel in their heart is good for them. And I would help them, because they are the star. I'm just the guide. Help them outline a plan and goals, but I would go beyond that That's one of my unique selling propositions I saw on the question list, mm-hmm. is that I don't just give worldly tasks. I help you connect to the spiritual realm, because that, to me, that's what saved my life from drinking. That's the only thing that stopped me from drinking. And if that could do that for me, it can do everything for anyone. That is where the magic is. So you have your daily worldly actions, but you also have master guidance from, you know, God or whatever higher power you want to call it. And then we'd go from there. And then you'd be so happy and thrilled. You would be a joy maker to others.
Yeah, absolutely.
Passing on the joy.
Exactly. I think anytime we can do that, and especially as you talked about, you know, being able to kind of have that master guidance and to be able to kind of tap into that, to me, like, that's the perfect alignment that you can have when you're doing those tasks. As you know, as you said, you know, we're always going to have tasks in everything that we do, but I think if you have a strong kind of guidance purpose to what it is that you do, and you have that alignment, you understand, like, those tasks make up the bigger purpose of what you're even on the earth to do. And I think that's really when things go to an entirely different level.
Exactly. So you've already graduated from a coaching program here.
I've done a few things here and there. I do a lot of self-development, but I think it's so important because, as you said, like, I think you can very easily in life, I don't want to say get on the rat race, but just not know what your purpose is. And even if you know what it is, sometimes you can get directed away from it because of fear or so many things that you have to constantly be kind of chopping at that tree. So that's why I love, you know, everything that you've done for yourself, but obviously helping out so many other people do.
Right. And I agree. Yeah. And I like to call it the hamster wheel.
That's better. So so you did touch on your secret sauce, as I like to call it, the thing that kind of sets you apart. Is that what you feel like, being able to connect those, that purpose with that master destiny that makes you unique?
Yes, definitely. And also weaving in visuals, because I'm an artist, I love the vision boards. I love the powerful quotes all over my walls. I love my altars that remind me of my goals. So a lot of visuals coming in, a lot of art projects if people want them. Some say, I can't draw anything. And then next thing you know, they're drawing a beautiful
Picasso.
Yes, they can.
Awesome. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Oh man, I got to start my morning with the right routine. One of my favorite quotes is, the morning is the rudder. First hour of the morning is the rudder of your day. Mm-hmm. So that first hour I actually stretch my routine into more like 2 hours. You don't have to do it that long, but it starts with 2 minutes of silence. It continues with prayer and meditation to get my spiritual connection going. I do a little journaling, I do some massive stretching, I hug my dogs, and I just get that love and gratitude all going through my system before I even start any kind of work, no matter what it is.
Yeah, I love that. And I definitely appreciate it, because I think so many times I found that when I don't go into my morning routine and I look at the day, sometimes the day is like kind of out of whack for whatever reason. I never can figure out why.
Unbalanced.
Exactly. But I can always look back and say, hey, it's because I didn't do those things in the very beginning to kind of propel my day, you know, vibrate higher, get to a level to where I can really, you know, I think be effortless throughout the day, for lack of a better term.
No, that is the perfect term. It's you're flowing and you're doing what you know you need to do. And it's effortless. It's beautiful.
Exactly.
I remember skipping my meditation early when I first got into meditation and early recovery. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't need this. I don't have time. And I was moving. And so one day I skipped it. And I remember I had to unpack and repack every single box that I touched that day, because everything was just so messed up.
Yeah, it's powerful, like, how, you know, important those, you know, hour, 2 hours, as you mentioned, can be to, like, setting up our day and creating that domino effect. And as you said, like, if you're, you know, if you're moving, or you're usually the day that days that we have don't just stay in the days that we have. They create and connect with other days and other instances and other things and other people, so on and so forth. So it creates that kind of domino effect. So we have to make sure that we are, you know, doing those regular occurrences to make sure that we are creating that right energy and those right domino effects that happen in the world.
Yes. And another secret, when your day, even if you start it well, yes, we know the world comes and intrudes.
Yeah.
You can go back and you can do mini meditations whenever you need a reset. Those are important to me too. Oh, and 2-hour naps in the afternoon.
Yes, naps are life, definitely.
Yay, but, nap fan!
Yes, but no, you're absolutely right. It's so funny. I love how you broke that down, because I think so many times, especially if you're juggling a bunch of different things, your life will kind of take hold of you and will pull you and you'll get off alignment or out of alignment. But it's not as if you're there's nothing that you can do, because you can come back, you can take a nap, you can, you know, do those meditations in the middle of the day, or even, you know, schedule them in the middle of the day just to make sure that you're back in alignment and things are continuing to flow in where you want them to go.
Exactly. Yep. I'm telling you, you're a graduate.
Thank you. I listen very well. Just take it as that. And so I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
Oh, man. I would say quit fretting and worrying and being afraid to take risks. Money has always been something in my head, you know, I need the money. But when I do something that I feel is so right, like a fortune cookie once told me, do what you love and the resources will follow. Mm. So just keep following your heart. Your head has to be in it too, to make, you know, good logical plans, but it will come if it's meant to be. If that is your true purpose in life, I feel you're going to get what you need to make that happen.
Yeah.
So I wasted a lot of time in fear and trying to get that secure job on Madison Avenue. And oh my God.
But I definitely appreciate that. Appreciate you, you know, obviously sharing that, that nugget, because I think so many times, and I think I'm even guilty of this as well too, where you want to be able to see each of the steps to where you want to be. But I think that you have to hold kind of trust in ourselves, trust in, you know, the divinity to some degree too, that the steps that you take, while you may not necessarily know what the next steps are going to be, they will appear to you, and you have to be able to trust in yourself, trust in the creativity a lot of times and what you're able to create or will come to you to be able to kind of direct you when you need to be directed and getting to the spot where you're ultimately supposed to be. So I wanted to ask you now my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Ren, what does being a CEO mean to you?
It means that I have to practice what I preach. If I'm going to lead my company and keep it alive, telling people this is the way, this is where it's at, I better be doing those same practices. And my second, what it means is definitely remembering that I am second in charge. Mm. When I get too big for my britches and say I'm leading, look at all this stuff I did. No, I didn't do it. Going back to the spiritual realm, I couldn't even go half an hour without a drink. How could I create all this, you know? It's God helping me do all that. And gratitude is huge in my life. Remember that and give thanks when and where it's due, which is, I guess, every minute of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely, you know, grateful to have even a minute, as you said, you know, in our lives. And I think that, you know, you're absolutely right. It's so funny because I feel like you have to have a bit of an ego, obviously, to be able to start something, to launch something and create something. But at the right. same time, you have to have that humility and that understanding that you are not really in control of everything, as you know, sometimes us type A people can sometimes be, you know, control freaks, understanding that there is, you know, a purpose for what it is that we're doing, and we're not necessarily creating that, the reasoning for that purpose or how we're actually going to do that. And I think when you have that kind of balance between both of those and understanding to walk in your purpose, but understanding you're being directed to that purpose, that is really a phenomenal kind of perspective and definition of what it means to be a CEO.
Yes. I agree totally.
Awesome. Well, Ren, truly appreciate that definition. I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome projects and things you're working on.
Oh, I thank you. Oh, man. Just keep on keeping on. Perseverance is huge. And don't let the one negative review kill off 20 years of praise. Distracted by things like barking dogs that may come into your life. Go with the flow. And the best way to reach me is at the local dog park, or you can go online to rinskicoach.com. RynskiCoach. And thank you so much for having me on this show.
No problem. I definitely appreciate you. And what we'll do is we'll have the links and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But I truly appreciate you, Ren, for all the awesome things you're doing, the inspiration that you have as well, too. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO Gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.